2. Raven Spears liked Chief Colton about as much as he liked his old gunnery sergeant Rodney Black. Both men had a strong prejudice against anyone who challenged the rules. Funny enough, neither of them seemed to like Raven much either. Guess that's why your best friend is a dog, he thought. Creek was always loyal and never talked shit. He was bolting up the trail ahead, navigating the rocky terrain with grace. He stopped only to check for a scent. Raven didn't bother whistling after him. He enjoyed giving the dog his freedom, especially since Colton was keeping him on such a tight leash. Raven drew in a long breath and reminded himself that although things weren't great, he was lucky to be alive at all. It seemed like a lifetime ago that he had escaped the res by joining the Marines, and after 10 years of fighting wars in foreign lands, he'd come to quiet Estes Park to rebuild his life and forget the things he had seen and done abroad, using his meager savings and a loan from a full-blooded Sioux man that went by Mr. Redford. Raven had adopted Creek and purchased property to start a hunting and fishing business. It was amazing how much tourists would pay to hunt with an authentic Native American guide. The man trekking through the forest in front of Raven had helped bring his dream of a normal life to a crashing halt by arresting Raven for poaching. His business was shut down, and the court costs and fines had eaten up his remaining savings. Now Raven was behind on his payments to Mr. Redford. He was the type of loan shark that charged blood instead of interest, and he was starting to get impatient. That's when the drinking got worse, and when the nightmares of the things he had tried to forget started coming back every night. The musical rush of water pulled him back to the trail. To the west was the Roaring River, which originated at Crystal Lake. From there it flowed through Lawn Lake and down the valley to where it met Fall River. This trail was one of Raven's favorite spots in the park. 15 minutes into the trek, he spotted the brown, rocky embankments framing the river. A fence of aspen trees grew out of the steep inclines. He stopped at the edge of a dirt path, cautiously making his way to the side to angle his flashlight over the edge. 50 feet below, the clear water rushed around and over boulders, polishing them smooth. 34 years ago, the dam at Lawn Lake had broken and emptied 30 million...